Wes, you've heard the expression close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades?
I sure have, Mike.
All right, well, the team with horseshoes on their helmets, the Indianapolis Colts, are coming to Lambeau Field on Sunday, and close won't be good enough. It's time for final thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, it's last call here for the Green Bay Packers. They're going to be going back on the road for a month. This is going to be a big critical piece for them, getting back home, one more chance to take another game before it gets in December. I think that's going to be really important for the Packers coming out here, using the home field advantage to be able to get past the Indianapolis Colts.
All right, and I say what's at stake is the position in the NFC North, as it has been all year. By the time for first with the Vikings, if the Lions go into Minnesota and win, or if the Packers are still trying to stay just one game back. Wes, your player to watch.
Nick Perry, Mike. I mean, you got to see what's going to happen this week with the Packers in terms of if they're going to have Clay Matthews available. But Nick Perry has been the constant for them, played more snaps than any other pass rusher this season. Now he faces probably a pretty intriguing matchup against Joe Haig if he does line up on the left side. The right tackle, rookie out of North Dakota State. Might be a chance for him to add to that sack total. 5.5 sacks already on the season, already a career high, looking to add against that. Against a team with the Colts who are giving up more than any other team in the NFL right now.
Yeah, for sure. And my player to watch, I'm going with the hot hand on offense, Devontae Adams. He's got 25 catches in the last two ball games, which is the most ever in Packers history in a two-game span. He's the hot guy, whether he's coming out of the backfield, maybe Ty Montgomery is back, maybe Randall Cobb is back, we don't know yet. But feed him the ball. This guy's been getting it done. He's been moving the chains. I like Devontae Adams to have another solid ball game. It's the little things, Wes. Give me one for Sunday.
Protect the football, Mike. The Indianapolis Colts have actually generated a league-low 2 interceptions so far this season, and Aaron Rodgers takes care of it better than anybody else. The Colts, their one hiccup these last few years has been giving up the ball too much on offense. If the Packers can swing that back into their favor, that could go a long way. -2 right now in the turnover differential for the Packers. Mike McCarthy wants to see that get turned around.
Yeah, for sure. And my little thing this week is field position. We saw when Trevor Davis busted that 55-yard punt return in Atlanta, set up the offense at the 15-yard line for a quick touchdown. Really was a key moment in that first half as the Packers got into a bit of a shootout there with the Falcons. Special teams, an impact play like that can go a long way towards victory. Wes, the Packers win if they get after Andrew Luck. He's been sacked 31 times through 8 games this season. Pass protection is the Indianapolis Colts' biggest weakness. And the Packers, you mentioned Nick Perry. I think Clay Matthews is going to be back in play. The pass rush will be a huge factor in this game. Aaron Rodgers has won 9 consecutive games against AFC opponents at Lambeau Field. I think if they put the other quarterback on the ground a few times, it's 10 in a row.
Absolutely. And Mike, I will say the Packers win this game if they can contain T.Y. Hilton. Now, I know that goes without saying. He's the number one guy there. He's also dealing with a hamstring injury, but it's really been feast or famine with him and the Colts. In games in which he's gone over 130 receiving yards, the Colts are 3-0. In games in which he's been held under 80, they're 0-5. There's no gray area in those two things. If the Packers can find a way to stop him, along with putting that pressure on Andrew Luck, it's going to be a good day.
All right, and with that, we'll sign off on final thoughts, but be sure to stay tuned to Packers.com and all the team's social media channels for your in-game and post-game coverage. Enjoy the ball game, everybody.